Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 70, numéro 70. In today's lesson, we'll learn 15 places of leisure and entertainment in town, such as cinema, theater, etc. Before we get started, if you're new to the podcast, then make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you so you can have a look at the words while hearing them. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lessons exercises. The link is in the episode, not on the podcast platform you're listening to. Okay, so as I said earlier, today we're going to learn a few leisure and entertainment places in French. Now, try to remember the gender of the places that we're about to learn today, because we're going to use them in next week's episode. It will be all about prepositions before places, where you learn how to say, for example, I'm going to the cinema, or I'm coming back from the cinema. Okay, cool. So repeat after me. Répétez après moi. La bibliothèque. Library. La bibliothèque. So one little note here. Be careful not to confuse la bibliothèque with la librairie, which, as you can tell, sounds very similar to library in English, but la librairie en français is the bookshop, okay? Different meaning. La bibliothèque, library. La librairie, bookshop. Next. Le théâtre. Theater. Le théâtre. La piscine. Swimming pool. La piscine. Le cinéma. Cinéma. Le cinéma. La patinoire. Ice skating rink. La patinoire. Le restaurant. Restaurant. Le restaurant. Le musée. Museum. Le musée. Le bar. Bar. Le bar. La boîte de nuit. Nightclub. You can also shorten this one and simply say la boîte. But in that case, you also have to be aware that it has different meanings depending on the context. But you can also just say le club, which is the same as in English, le club. Le cirque. Circus. Le cirque. Le parc. Parc. Le parc. Le centre commercial. Shopping center, or the mall, depending on how you call it. Le centre commercial. Le zoo. Zoo. Le zoo. La gym. Ou la salle de sport. La salle de sport. That's the gym. L'opéra. The opera. L'opéra. Okay, très bien. Well, that's it for this episode. As always, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please let me know in the comment section on my website. I'll chat with you guys next week for a lesson on prepositions. Thank you so much for listening. Merci beaucoup. Et à bientôt. Hey, it's me again. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with French pronunciation, I am excited to announce my new and free beginner's audio guide. It's called 5-Step Roadmap to a Faultless French Pronunciation. It's really designed to simplify your French pronunciation journey and to make it less overwhelming for you. So if you are a beginner starting or restarting to learn French and you want to improve your French pronunciation, then this audio guide is perfect for you. And obviously, you also get a transcript with the audio guide so you can follow along while you listen. So click the link inside your podcast notes to access your audio guide. It is free. À bientôt. Bye.